Hello again. It's May 30th. This is my second audio boo of the day. I just left one literally a few minutes ago on Facebook and Rim and Facebook Rim and Rain. The doom and gloom of two stocks and the doom and gloom of the weather. This audio boo is about, well, it's a bit of a confession I have to make. And basically, it's about the monsters in my wallet. More specifically, it's my ongoing conflict that I have between my wanting something, my needing something, and the battle that's going on in my head not to buy these things that I really don't need but want. Now, what I just said could be applied to just about everything and anything and all of my gadgets and toys. Of late, I've been sort of dealing with thinking about musical instruments and keyboards and what they call MIDI controllers. Basically, it's a type of keyboard that has no sound on its own, but it's used in conjunction with a computer to play the notes in a special software that then plays sounds. Now, the reason why I'm getting all frustrated, I guess, not frustrated, but all these conflicting messages in between my ears is because I just found a wonderful digital audio workstation. Now, a digital audio workstation is a piece of software that runs on a computer that allows you to record music in multiple tracks. So each track would be, I don't know, drums, guitar, piano, bass, or whatever, you know, any combination of such. And the one I found called Reaper is unbelievable. It costs, if you're a nonprofit organization or you're not going to make a lot of money from your musical ventures, which is my case, then it only costs $60 for the software. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful piece of software. It'll run on just about anything. Mac, OS X, sorry, what did I just say? Windows, Mac OS X, Linux, and it's not very resource hungry, at least not starting off. But then if you start adding what they call virtual instruments, then it gets a little bit more expensive. I have it loaded on an old IBM notebook that I have. And unfortunately, it's not fast enough. Yesterday, I put together a little track with three instruments. That's all it was. And by the time I added the third instrument and played about 15 seconds worth of music, just fooling around with it, it was cutting out and the sound was all distorted. So obviously, it's not going to make the cut. Now, I could get a used IBM notebook. I saw one, there's a local dealer here that sells used laptops for about $225, so $225. And then I was thinking maybe of getting a MIDI controller, this keyboard. And the particular one I was looking at is about $199, so we're talking $400 and some odd. And the reason why I wanted to do that is just to be more portable, be more versatile. I can just, I can work anywhere in the house, maybe sit on the couch and do some fiddling around. I don't always have to go into sort of my dungeon studio to work on my music, which isn't always inspiring. I've also got my head to buy a new microphone. I've got a Shure, I can't even remember the model number, but it doesn't really matter. I paid something like $60 for it. And although it's okay, I know I could do better. And I've been looking at an AKG. It's called a Perception 120. It's sort of an entry-level studio microphone. It's a large diaphragm condenser mic. It's got some good reviews. But again, I've got this conflicting inside of me. I really shouldn't spend the money, but I want to. And so I'm calling it the monsters in the wallet. And I guess it's sort of like dealing with bats in the belfry. So that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about in my audio boo. Hope you all have a great day.